And joining us now on the Ticket Hot... Oh, no, actually, he's in studio?
Yeah, let me open the
door. Oh, my goodness. What a treat. It's movie star, writer, producer...
Woody
Allen. That's a good question.
It makes sense.
I wanted to come on our program.
What's going on with the Rangers that I have to, you know, be here and talk at length about
this? That's a great question. I have no idea.
It's totally irrational. I mean, look, I'm a Yankees fan. I'm a Mets watcher. So I could have, you know, warned you against Jacob deGrom. I mean, it's like, you know, fun fact, last year I pitched just as many innings as Jake deGrom. Okay. It's like, you know, count our chickens before they pitch, okay?
Okay, you know, like, okay, Woody. It's why are you
good
here?
At least,
I heard that, you know, Craig went to New York or something. I don't even understand.
Gordon went to New York.
You should have looked me up. I mean, you could have come to my penthouse and we could have read Eugene O'Neill plays and hit each other with polo mallets signed by Spinoza. You know, we could have painted the town red or at least magenta. You know, I mean, what am I, George Surratt over here on amoxicillin? I mean,
no, I don't think
so. Why are you so wound up?
I don't know. It's just a slight dash of pointillism. It doesn't make any sense. Hey, I mean, we could have had a great time. We would have, you know, made Sid and Monty Croft look like Leopold and Loeb. I didn't even understand.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
I mean, you would have saved money on, you know, the hotel and food, and Sun Yi could have made us some of her signature South Korean garbage can cuisine. I don't understand what I'm saying. It's insane. I mean,
but you came on here to talk about the Rangers, right? Or just anything.
I know that's, you know, controversial a little bit, maybe. Perhaps, you know.
Not really.
Many people have a problem with all the, you know, evil things that I've done, but it doesn't bother me. I mean, finally it works out that I don't believe in God, you know. I don't believe in God because, you know, if there was a God, it would be easier to get a good steak.
What does that mean?
I can't follow you.
You know, if there was a God, the Cowboys wouldn't have signed that deal with Zeke so many years ago.
Oh, another sports
opinion.
Keeping
up with the Cowboys, yeah.
It was totally irrational, and I refused to have the conversation.
Why?
Well, the Cowboys had that conversation. With Zeke.
I mean,
that's what we do. It's a talk show.
I don't even understand. Why would Mike McCarthy call his own plays? I mean, get mad at Jason Garrett for wanting to do such a thing? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, well, he may have a point there,
like,
maybe.
Two things drive me crazy. It's like the amazing randomness of life and Dak Prescott in tight coverage situations.
You thought he threw too many picks last year, did you?
Too many picks. You can't trust
him. Right.
I mean, you just can't trust him. I mean, I trust him less than I trust Kierkegaard in a Steelers jersey.
I don't even understand that.
Who am I, Albert Schweitzer collecting pudding? I mean,
no, I don't think so. No.
I feel like Mike Ducey begging an intern for forgiveness.
What?
What does that mean?
You know, the whole I grew up at a different time and at my age I can't afford to waste an erection. You know,
like, all right.
Woody,
are you leaving?
It doesn't make sense. I never knew that the local DFW sports scene had him so flabbergasted.
No. Now, had I heard about that Ducey thing, that would have had me flabbergasted. Yeah, but I don't think we should attribute that comment to Mike Ducey. That was just the comment of Woody Allen.